Former Jack Dale Moss joins us on the fan line. Dale, good afternoon.
How you doing today?
Doing great. Your Jacks are playing some pretty good basketball right now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I've been following them real close, and I'm extremely proud of them and how well they've been playing. So, just hopefully things continue.
You knew that Nate Walters kid, everything you taught him, you knew was going to benefit him real well, didn't you?
There was no question that Nate was a special player, like, early on, and he puts in so much hard work, and I played with him for 2 years, and even when he was a sophomore, because I'd guard the best player on the other team every time we played, I knew Nate was always one of the best players on the court, and it was only a matter of time before he got the national exposure he deserved, and he's doing an amazing job this year.
He's been making some unbelievable plays. He has been so much fun to watch this year, and so we certainly wish them well tonight. How about you? What's been? I know you're in town for a couple of weeks or so. What's been keeping you busy?
Just right now, I'm just working out and staying in shape. Obviously, enjoying time with family because I've been away for so long. But I don't have to be back in Chicago for off-season training and workouts till the beginning to mid-April. So I got a lot of good. I got quite a bit of time back here in South Dakota, so I'm enjoying it.
What does it mean though by staying in shape? What's it? How much is there to staying in shape?
I mean, I'm still working out 4 or 5 times a week. You know, my Wednesdays are usually kind of a relaxation day and just recovery. But I'm hitting it hard Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'll get working on Saturdays or Sundays just here and there as well. But, I want to be ready as soon as I get back there and make a good impression with the new coaching staff. So I'm working hard.
We may have asked you this last time we had John Deal, but in the off season, do they tell you have to work out a certain way? Do they keep tabs on you with a nutritionist? How much is under team control right now?
Honestly, our strength coach and everything will give us a workout and different things like that. And if we have any questions about nutrition, we can always get that information. But one thing now, you're a professional athlete, but you're responsible for taking care of yourself and making sure you're ready when it comes time to report back. So everyone's got their own little thing that they do. And with me, it's an off season, but I'm not really treating it like that. I still, I just want to have a lot of goals I want to accomplish by the time I get back up there and just start off on the right foot.
See, the Jets dropped 5 guys today. The Lions have been busy dropping guys here.
Everybody's trying to get underneath the salary cap.
Yeah, the salary cap has made a huge change for a lot of teams. And, you see some really good players let go by certain teams. And, that's one of the things with the NFL. It's a business, and that salary cap can create a lot of problems for some teams.
How about the Bears? Have they done anything over the past couple of weeks?
A lot. We haven't done too much, and we're still hiring parts of our staff. So, it's actually been pretty quiet in Chicago, aside from obviously the hiring of our new staff and everything. Johnny Knox, he had to call it retirement based off injuries, which was very unfortunate. But for the most part, pretty low key.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did watch the Super Bowl. I was kind of split. I knew a few people on each team, and it was just a good game, so I was happy, that it was so entertaining and everything. Obviously, we would have liked to be in the playoffs and stuff, but it didn't work out that way, unfortunately.
Tell us what you can about Jay Cutler in the run-ins you've had with him. Did work together, throw, things like that, catch? Tell us about what you can about Jay Cutler.
Oh, I mean, there's no question that Jay is definitely one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league. And, he's a gamer. He really shows up. He was playing really well at the end of the season. He's just an extremely talented player. So, me being new to the game and being able to play with a quarterback of that caliber is great.
I like him. I like Jay Cutler. He gets ripped a lot, but I really like the way he plays.
Yeah, I mean, Jay's a competitor. He's a great quarterback. And, with media and stuff, it's always easy to pin things on certain guys. But, it's a team game. So there's so many things that go into results of a game and everything. But, I know everyone at the Bears organization is thrilled to have a quarterback of his caliber. And me being a player, I'm thrilled to be able to play with someone of that caliber.
He's Dale Moss from the Chicago Bears, former Brandon Valley and SDSU standout here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Not only keeping yourself in shape right now, Dale, but you're also working with the Riggs Football Academy, a wide receiver camp. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's something that Coach Riggs talked to me about, and he was thinking about doing something like that. And I was really happy that I was able to be around, and it's something that honestly it's just great for the kids in the area. I can remember growing up and just going through the ranks and stuff that we didn't really have something like that where just real good skill development type things with football and everything. And to my knowledge, it hasn't been done that often. So I think it's an untapped, thing that we're really trying to target, and, just great for the kids, just trying to advance, the Sioux Falls area, the Brandon area, just the whole state in general. So, we're just really trying to show some good techniques and give some kids some pointers and, just help them out in the long run.
Folks can go to the Riggs Football Academy website. All the details are right there. Sign up. Get it done right away.
Kids get to work with a real-life NFLer. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be pretty cool. If I was a kid and I wanted to learn to play wide receiver and I had a guy from around here NFLer, are you kidding? I'd jump all over this.
Well, Chris has already signed up for him there,
Yeah, well, we're taking all the way from first grade all the way up through college, so we're going to have different, focus on different things with different age groups and stuff like that. But overall, even in just my year, I've learned so many things from so many great players, and Coach Riggs and everyone he's going to have helping out with the camp is going to be, obviously really well-informed and knowledgeable. So it's just something great, and it's, I'm happy to be able to do it.
Now, is it for all kids? Is it just for boys? Is it open to girls too? Then,
it's open. It's open to anybody. So, mm-hmm. I know there's not a lot of girl football players out there, but usually in the younger,
there's a lot in junior football in Sioux Falls.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them.
I know. It's definitely a big thing. So, it's open to anybody, and we're just trying to help whoever we can, and it should be fun. It's March 30th, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Hey, Dale, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. We wish you well. Stay healthy, and we'll certainly be watching your progress over the next few months.
All right, sounds great. I appreciate everything.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
All right, take care.
Dale Moss, Chicago Bears, again, March 30th. Wide receiver camp. Get your kids involved.
Now, is it RiggsFootballAcademy.com? Is that the other website?
Go to the website, and it's at the Sanford Fieldhouse at the Sports Complex. Mm-hmm. Great facility. And partnering with Sanford and Coach Riggs and Dale Moss, that's a pretty good football camp if you want your kids involved.